We have a newsmaker coming onto the show. I apologize if I missed messages because I'm live at the diner in Laconia. Do we have Wendy Long on the listener line?
Hi, Jack.
Well, we haven't met. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good. Now, how did this come about? You must have been listening to the show this morning?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of surprised to hear what Governor Sununu had to say. Sounds like I'm not even in the race. Sounds like somebody's a little worried. I'm not sure who it is.
Well, let me slow the train down and give a perspective for our listeners, because this is kind of interesting, because we had Jay Lucas, who was just in our Stopped Into Our Diner series show, and he's met you and spoke very positively and highly of you and family-run business from Keene. I did not know you're originally from there. I believe you went to Dartmouth College, but you also ran for the United States Senate twice in New York. And your name has been more than talked about as a possible addition to this U.S. Senate Republican primary race here. And Corey Lewandowski was just on my show. He's a regular contributor a few weeks ago, really singing your praises as a possible candidate if you were to run. And I guess the first thing I want to ask you, and then you can come back to what the governor's comments were, are you seriously looking at running for the U.S. Senate in the Republican primary?
I am seriously looking at it, Jack. I haven't made a decision. I'll be making one soon. But I didn't want to waste a lot of airtime or attention until I've made a decision. So that's why you haven't heard from me. But I'm very grateful to Jay and Corey and others who have been very encouraging.
Now, just tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a practicing attorney. You're from New Hampshire. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I mean, I come from generations of New Hampshireites on both sides of my family and, you know, grew up up until I graduated from Keene High School. I actually had the same elementary school kindergarten teacher that my dad had in Keene at Simon School. And I graduated from Keene High and didn't want to leave the state, so I went to Dartmouth. And actually, one of my English professors at Dartmouth, Jeff Hart, recommended me to then Senator Gordon Humphrey, and I went to Washington and worked for him and loved coming back during summer recess. I lived at my parents' house in Keene, and I commuted to Concord, and then I went off to law school, and I clerked for Justice Clarence Thomas at the Supreme Court and ended up marrying my co-clerk, who happened to be a New Yorker. So after we got married and had our reception in my parents' backyard in Keene, we got in the pickup truck, and it was New York or bust. And so sometimes when you get married, you spend some time in another state. But we've spent a lot of time in New Hampshire since then. In fact, we actually bought my parents' house in Keene, and we only had to sell it. You know, the show you did the other day, Jack, on the health care costs was so great, because I really identified with that story, because we bought my parents' house, and we ended up having to sell it because my mom got ALS. And that is an unbelievably draining disease. You know, tons of uncovered health care expenses. We took care of her. We had to sell it. We took care of her in an apartment in Swansea, which is where I had my first job in Swansea. So I definitely come from New Hampshire, but I did run in New York. And you know what? You sometimes have to fight where you're planted. And I feel like I did a real public service and paid my dues by fighting a very difficult and obviously losing battle against Chuck Schumer. So I won't take any criticism from anybody for stepping up to do that.
Real quickly, Wendy Long, again, not scheduled, calling in spontaneously. Good morning, New Hampshire. It sounds like a likely U.S. Senate Republican candidate looking seriously. When would you, real quickly, only have a minute, how soon are you making a decision if you run for the U.S. Senate as a Republican here in this primary or not?
I would say within the next couple weeks, Jack.
And real quickly, Governor Sununu on the show earlier, when I mentioned you as a possible candidate, J-Dog, can we just real quickly play that clip?
I don't know this Wendy Long. She doesn't live here. That sounds like a carpetbagger from New York type thing. I don't know anything about that and that individual at all. Nobody does.
So that kind of caught me off guard that you'd so quickly say that, Wendy Long. And again, your reaction to what the governor said.
Well, He admitted it. He doesn't really know. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I do live in Keene, and he doesn't know my history. His father does. Governor Sununu Sr. was a great help to us when some of us had some problems at Dartmouth College. Anyway, I look forward to getting to know the governor. I think that he will end up liking me. And, you know, I believe in Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment. We don't speak ill of other Republicans. Our target is Maggie Hassan, and he's correct in one thing. She is going down.
All right, Wendy Wong, thank you for joining the show. And when we do one of the diner tours, come by and say hi. Look forward to meeting you. Thank you again for joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire. Wendy Wong.